Hooray! Oh, hey! Oh, sorry.
That's the light. I don't know what that light is. I'm like emanating light from my chest. What is that? Oh my
Titties.
goodness. Hi guys. How are you guys doing this week? As we wrap, oh my God, so we wrap up Black History Month. No
This
black
has been
people have
the
died.
worst Black History Month in
I
a
feel like we said
while.
that last year, though.
Nah.
You don't want to buy no gold sneakers?
No, I'm trying to. This is how I know it's been the worst Black History Month in a while. I'm trying to source props for a shoot, and I can't find no Black-owned shit. Like, there's no articles about any Black-owned anything, and it's making me and my homegirls real upset. Like, the
I'm
articles I'm
sorry.
finding are from like 2021 and like 2022. What
I'm
the fuck?
sorry. Well, guys, if any of you out there know props or no props, have props or know anybody who has a prop business, reach out to us at blackgirlscharmed@gmail.com. I help Ray out. I'm sorry.
I have particular needs, so I'm going to be a pain in the ass. I'm sorry. But outside of that, what's up? How's your week going?
It's okay. I'm sick again. This daycare sickness is at least knock on glass. It is not the flu, but we went out to K-Pot and then we went to my in-laws and she was talking and I just started to feel it and I was like, no.
You're like, shiver me timbers, it's in the air.
It's in the air. But other than that, I am almost finished Hazbin Hotel. So last week I had only watched the one episode and then I binge watched everything up to the last two episodes and then just haven't had an opportunity to finish it. I really love it. Will Trent is back. So I
Yo.
have not, so we're gonna watch it tonight. I have not seen I didn't realize that we never finished last season. So last night we went to go watch it and I had missed like two episodes, so we had to catch up. So tonight we're gonna finish
Yo,
it. Don't tell me nothing.
you know, I got my zennies on, so I can't, you
Don't tell me
can't
nothing.
see the tears that are in my eye, that are welling in my eye. But yo, Will Trent writers, these fists, these baby fists of fury.
I love him.
It's so fun. I'll say that. Like, this isn't a spoiler. It's just fun.
It's
Like,
fun.
and
And everybody's attractive. It's one like show where every like even the bad guys are attractive. What is going on
it's a fun show. Somebody who has watched season two, episode one,
That's on
again,
me.
I'm not saying anything.
Well, I saw your Twitter post this morning and I was like, my eyes. Cherry Orbach's
It makes me so mad. Like, television is back, baby. Yeah,
Yes,
I'm
it
feeling
is.
things, but damn it, I'm feeling things.
I will keep you updated
You just
tomorrow.
go, yeah, I just I'm gonna get the text messages from you. And I'm gonna be like, I told you. I told you.
And I have to finish I always want to say the Pretender, but it's not the Pretender. Our boo, Jesse L. Martin. What is the name of that show?
Oh my God. It's like, it's
The
not the pres
Instigator.
no.
The
And like, it's the Black Mentalist, but it's not.
Right. And it was the Irrational.
Yeah.
The Irrational. I have to finish that too. So. I have a lot to do this week, a lot to catch up on. Yay.
So this week, it's okay, I can't get into Will Trump with you, so I will
No, so
leave
skip.
that. I'll skip that. I watched School Spirits. It's on Paramount Plus. But it's like season one is on Netflix, and this show just makes me feel.
You don't see the spirits flying behind my head?
No, I wasn't looking at your. I was looking at my screen.
It was like, whoosh. I don't like that. You don't see I'm recording? I'm recording. Thank you. Ridiculous. That's rude. Disrespectful.
Have you like lit any incense lately?
Not this week.
Mm. You slacking on your mac, but anyway,
I am.
School Spirits is really, really good. Every episode, you think you know who did it. You think it's you, like you literally think you solved the crime, and you haven't. And then when you get to the season finale, you're just like, "What?"
It's so.
So for those who don't know what School Spirits is, it is a show about ghosts who haunt the high school that they died at in on because like one of those ghosts died on the football field but he can't leave the school. It's
so light.
What?
The show.
Oh yeah. I will say her best friend, who is the POC on the show, he is acting down. He's like, oh.
I mean, but that's what we do, baby.
I know, he showed up and showed out, and I'm loving it. I am watching Dark Side of the 90s, which is on Hulu. So there's like the Jerry Springer episode. There's the, we did the Baywatch episode. The 90210 episode. Yo, Shorty lied about her age. I don't even need to tell you who I'm talking about. It's 90210. And who's the one person who didn't really, who didn't look like they belonged.
Okay.
Yes. She lied about her age, and People Magazine was like, they interviewed her, and they asked her how old she was, and she's like, I play a character, not an age, not answering the question. And 2 days later, they called her up like, yo, we know how old you are, and we're putting it in the article. And she was 29. And it's just like, damn, girl. But it also reminds me that Hollywood does not fact check anything because when Mila Kunis got that 70s show, she told them, I'm turning 18. She didn't specify that she would be turning 18 in 5 years.
The stuff that we did in the early 2000s, late 90s, we couldn't get away with now. No.
No. Last but not least, we are watching the Netflix Avatar. See, I didn't want to say it because I knew y'all be, I see your face already, and y'all people are just like,
You know, you have an unnatural ability.
So here's the thing with Avatar and me. I saw the M. Night Shyamalan first.
I did see the M. Night Shyamalan. So you can only go up.
So yeah, and then I saw like the original, and I was like, oh, I see why y'all were mad. I don't care, but I see why y'all were mad.
And I have not seen the original in its entirety, like many other things in my life.
And I'm watching the Netflix version now, and it's live action Avatar. It's never going to be Avatar. It's a cartoon. Like, the things you can get away with so seamlessly on a in a cartoon, you can't do it in live action, and it's always going to suffer for it. But if that's like your biggest gripe, then okay, whatever. You're not.
I mean,
they
did change a lot of the storyline, and the original creators walked away. So there's that. also, I mean, Netflix doesn't do a good job at taking an anime and turning it into live action. I mean, Death Note, anyone? Like, but let's get into this beautiful bean footage.
All right. We are on season 3, episode 19. The Demon
Wait, did you brand the episode?
Okay. Oh. Because I was branding the episodes, and then you were like, I'm supposed to be the one branding the episodes. So I stopped and let you do it. And now it's back on me. Copy.
Oh, I don't know if I was doing it. Okay. Wait, Ray, wait. Before we get into this beautiful bean footage, I would just like to remind all of you here with us on this beautiful Wednesday morning that you are watching or listening, wherever you might get your podcast, video cast, Black Girl Charmed, a charmed rewatch podcast with two black girls. Count them, one, two. Go ahead, Ray.
Wow. We are on season 3, episode 19, The Demon Who Came In From the Hole. The original air date is April 26, 2001. The writers are Cheryl J. Anderson, whose full credits are in season 1, episode 9, The Witch is Back with Sexy Ass, Matthew Tate. Yeah. In my head, I heard Andrew Tate, and I was like, that's incorrect. That is not the take that we're thinking about. Absolutely not.
No.
I hate when our brain does that association bullshit. Oh, it's so annoying. The director this week is Anson Williams, and this is his last directorial appearance. His full credits are in season 2, episode 12, Awakened. And that's when Piper got poisoned by the fruit local to California. The guest stars this week are Gregory Cummings as Vornak, 88 acting credits including Bones, The Italian Job, and Touched by an Angel. Joseph Reitman played Tarkin, and he has 111 acting credits including Young Rock, Supernatural, and The Tony Danza Show. You know, bringing Tony Danza back up 2 weeks in a row, baby. Sorry, not Tony Danza, Rod Stewart. It was like, if you walk my body. I don't know. It was in my head. I'm sorry. Ian Buchanan as Raynor. 57 acting credits, including General Hospital, The Bold and the Beautiful, and Days of Our Lives.
I love him. He was going to marry Brooke. He was a psychiatrist that made Brooke fall in love with him when Rich was acting up. And I saw him and I was like, Daddy! This is why I got issues now, because then they see that seamless transition from like soap operas to Charmed.
No, so there was a hockey fight that came up on my timeline, and this player was getting pulled away from the fight, and the way he was smiling as he was getting pulled away from the fight, I was like, yeah.
Like, you ain't send that to me.
Yeah.
Send that to me.
Yeah. It was Black History Month, so I didn't want to let you know. When you send stuff like that, that's 2 Tamara coins. And
I mean, okay, send it Saturday. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Jennifer Tong as Clea, 36 acting credits, including ER, JAG, and Alias. Robert Steinberg as Frank Pirelli, and Barry Cutler as the Prophet. The trivia this week is that the title is based on a novel and movie, The Spy Who Came In From the Cold. Jennifer Tong, we'll see her again as she portrays Zira in The Battle of the Hexes. And the actor who plays Raynor, Ian Buchanan, starred on the ABC soap opera General Hospital as Duke Lavery, the husband of Anna Devane, played by Fionnuala Hughes. So, you know,
it's just
all Seattle. Yep, hold on, because I feel a cough coming on. The music we heard in the episode, the intro, was Planets of the University Planets of the Universe by Stevie Nicks. Hey Pretty by Poe. And if you're watching it on streaming, it was Scattered by Kim Cameron, who actually sounds like Stevie Nicks. So they made sure the music kind of synced up correctly.
It was actually pretty good on Peacock for once.
If you close your eyes, you're like, this, I never heard this Fleetwood Mac song. Which one is this? That's what I felt like. The IMDb synopsis is, Cole officially joins the good fight when he goes undercover in an underworld brotherhood to help Prue, Phoebe, Piper, and Leo learn more about the evil. Their trust in him falters when it looks as though they're being double-crossed. The DVD synopsis is, the sisters and Leo count on Cole to help them when he goes undercover in the Brotherhood, an elite gang of demons, but can he be trusted? I feel like we have two very different frustrations about this episode. But you said you didn't like it. I wasn't bothered by it as much, but anyway.
Finish your, and then we can talk about our gripes.
The sister and Leo are at P3 trying to figure out what movie they want to watch. Suddenly Cole walks in. Why can't I talk tonight? And Phoebe is thrilled to see him. After a brief moment with the group, Cole and Phoebe leave. While Piper, Leo, and Prue decide which movie they're going to watch without them. Cole and Phoebe are walking when a street prophet yells out about the Brotherhood. A demon snatches the prophet and drags him into an alley. After a brief struggle, Phoebe chases them and kills the demon with his own athame. Cole reveals that the demon is his brother. Somebody called Daryl because we have a body. Let's see where we're at. Phoebe's upset with Cole for not telling her about his brother. Cole says that he's in the Brotherhood. And Leo, who's finally doing his job, explains that the Brotherhood is the Brotherhood of the Thorn. And they're like these badass gang, you know, the Source High. He's like, if the Source is Suge Knight, they're, you know... I'm sorry. Anyway. The Street Prophet had a premonition mentioning Lexrum, a huge ISP. Cole suggests infiltrating the Brotherhood undercover. Phoebe doesn't want her man to go, but Prue's okay with it, while the Brokies ride the fence. That's what they will be referred to as, the married couple, the Brokies. The good guys strategize, but Cole goes undercover while the Brotherhood sends their sister to find their missing demon, brother, whoever. Cole returns with the prophet's head and explains, like, yo, hey, I did this. You know, lawyer that whole shit up. I guess nobody called Daryl because how he showed up with this man, severed head. Anyway, yo. They doubt him. He lawyers. And he's like, yo, I had to kill the triad before they got to y'all because they were planning a coup. I'm with you. He's tasked with removing Pirelli, the guy who's holding up the acquisition of Lexarum. The Charm ones say they're innocent. Cole gets his older brother vanquished, but is exposed as a traitor. He's held captive underground and misses Phoebe's graduation party, disappointing her. Whew, that was long.
That was long. All right, so what's your gripe with this episode?
Phoebe, if you're going to stand 10 toes down behind your man, don't be so horny while you do it.
What?
Because last week, she very clearly said that Cole only comes in, gets his rocks off, and he orbs out. So it's not like they not fucking. But every time she see him, she's like clawing all over him. Especially like when he's going, like, while he's undercover, she's still like pawing at him. Like, ma'am,
he is under.
He, like, yeah, like, you don't gotta be so horny. Pump your fucking brakes. Like, every time you see him, it's, I just want to kiss you. Like, girl, Simmer down.
I mean, he did look good in that suit with the black on black on black. That was nice.
Black on black on black on black on. That's a black king right there.
Not during Black History Month. Don't do that. He was looking fine and delicious. And so I could understand that. But like you said, she be getting it anyway. So like she don't see him. She be acting like she don't see him.
And your man is undercover.
You don't know who. He looks so bothered by her.
You don't. Because he's like.
When she went to go lean in to get the hug and the kiss, he was just like, yeah, I'm tired.
Like, have you not seen any undercover movie? Have you not, do you not understand what's going on? Your man is under surveillance. And you should know that you're under surveillance. Because when homeboy had asked you what's going on, he looked behind you and asked homegirl to confirm it. So you know you got eyes on you.
Hold on. Speaking of that, right? So when they go into the alleyway and they see the prophet, and the prophet gets snatched by the brother.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then he holds back. And the prophet ends up getting his throat sliced, whatever like that. Mm-hmm. They go back to the manor. And she blames Cole. She's like, because of the fact that was his brother, Cole couldn't really do anything until we lost innocent. But Cole is not supposed to be doing anything anyway, because every time he uses his power. Like, you knew this. Blame the fact that you ain't got no powers. Like, how you gonna blame Cole? He's already stated that he is not supposed to be using his powers. So why are we blaming him for not saving? That's your innocent. I'm just along for the cooch. What do you mean?
I liked when they, because while they're at P3, they're trying to determine if they're going to watch a foreign film or a thriller before Cole comes in. And Phoebe, to her point, says, I don't want to watch something that reminds me of my day-to-day life. Can I just turn my brain off for 2 hours, maybe?
The fact that Piper immediately switched. This man, why does this man even have, how is it the power for? He don't have no money. He don't even like your sisters. How does he have a vote? You're just along for the ride, sir. Shut up. You can go tomorrow when you're not doing nothing and go watch the other movie. You can orb in for free. What do you mean?
Not even just that. I understand not wanting to see a foreign film because
he can't read. We've had this conversation before.
I was actually talking about Piper in this instance. I was referring to Piper. I understand you may not wanting to see a foreign film and just going along with it because Phoebe and Prue wanted it. But you know you don't want to see that thriller either, baby. Just throw in a romantic comedy and call it a day.
You tell me that's the only thing that was playing on a Friday night was those two? Come on. Why we just, like you said, we said you had a rom-com and called it a day. Wait, when this episode came out?
April 2001. Are we doing the same thing? All these movies came out. Spy Kids, Along Came a Spider, Blow, Bridget Jones's Diary.
Josie and the Pussycat.
Come on. And this is...
Oh, Brother, We're Out, That was still out. Come on.
Shrek was out. I'm sorry.
And they could have went to go see Kingdom Come.
That's not what I was laughing at. When I expanded it, Prison Song also showed up.
What's wrong with you?
That's the name of the episode. The Trump once watched Prison Song.
I was just so mad. I was trying to give them
grace. We were all grace. Rooting for you.
I was trying to give them grace and space this episode. But as we started to go deeper into the episode, your man is undercover. this guy is risking his life to save you and your sisters in a feat. This man don't care. He don't care what happens to your innocence. And he is trying consistently to prove, one, that he's not evil, two, to prove that he has good intentions with y'all sister's vagina, and three, to prove that he loves your sister. And the fact, well, maybe he's turned demon. Well, maybe he's turning demon. Well, maybe he, all freaking episode. How dare you? How dare you say anything
Piper, this episode reminds me of a Real Housewife of big any franchise whose peach is in trouble, whose diamonds is in trouble, whose apples in trouble.
Marlo. Oh no.
Like, I don't know, what did he do? Who doesn't get what are those Japanese blossoms for Potomac? I don't know what they hold.
But they hold champagne glasses?
I don't know. Anyway.
This Japanese blossom, what is wrong with you?
But anyway, you know that season where a housewife knows it's about to be her last season, so she just starts unnecessary fights just to prove that she can get activated? That's what Piper's doing this whole episode. And if you watch it from that point of view, if you watch it from the Cynthia Bailey lens, you good.
Do you think that she was maybe not jealous per se or envious, but Cole's out there getting dirty? Like, he can go and get intelligence. He can go and fight. He can going back to, why didn't you tell me that you were in the Brotherhood? You were these girls' guardian angel. You didn't think to do reconnaissance on the man that is plowing the baby sister every other night? Why? He even said, oh, well, if you want me to go all the way back, I've been evil for 100 years. Let's talk about it. That's your job. Your job. So do you think from that perspective, knowing that Cole can stand and be about it and be out in the field and be a trooper and fight and do all this stuff, and Cole's like, well, let me just go, excuse me. And Leo's like, let me just go talk to the elders?
No, I think Piper is suffering from dumb bitch juice. And it's when you get the ring and it's all of a sudden, well, my husband says that, you know, you shouldn't do that. Well, my husband doesn't like it when people wear clothes like that. Well, my husband, that's who Piper is in this episode, because Leo is giving him some static. She gonna give him some static. If Leo was fine with Cole's past, she would be fine with Cole's past. She's a dumb bitch drinking dumb bitch juice. You know that type of bitch who, after she get married.
Who is your favorite Brotherhood minion?
The one who looks like he always gotta say, but my family's Samoan. Like, we got Samoan in my family.
You said Tarkin? Is that Tarkin?
Yes.
What? He looks so...
He looks so familiar, and it's like, where do I know him from? Who do you look like? And it bothers me.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to, like, drive myself crazy trying to figure out who he is.
He's adorable. Is he Samoan? I think I've watched anything else that he's...
No, you've watched...
He's Supernatural.
He popped up on Supernatural. And if he popped up on Young Rock, he gotta be somewhere Samoan.
Oh my. Oh my.
It's Young Rock.
You're right.
Rest in peace to that show.
I mean... Do we have to?
Anyway.
So what was that?
I just want Prue you Halliwell want? To mink her sister.
Which sister?
You know a sister.
I mean, both of them could get it.
I want her to put hands and feet on Phoebe Halliwell because Shorty's on your side and you still don't. Prue was like, yeah, send Cole. It makes the best sense and we gotta figure this out. That's the best plan we could come up with. She's not thinking about her feelings about him. She's thinking purely about the plan. And then raggedy fucking bitch is just like, any chance you can get to get rid of him, you gonna take it. Mink! Yo, she is so frustrated. She is so incredibly frustrated this entire episode. And
I think they all were, though I will say that Piper looked nice this episode. She looked well put together.
Honestly, mm-hmm. The person who didn't bother me the most was Prue, because Prue was just like, I can't win. I literally can't win. Like, y'all see me trying. Yo, cameraman. I'm trying with her. She don't want to meet me halfway. She don't want peace. She wants problems. Why is this episode a Real Housewives of Potomac coming in my head right now?
I don't know. You gonna put a shrine to somebody's mama?
Like, I mean, I got oils up there. But, because Prue came with the best intentions this entire episode.
She did. She did.
And any chance that Phoebe could spit in her face, she took it. What the fuck?
She did.
Prue was out here like, hey, man. He's been doing good. He's been helping us.
I will say that I really liked Clea because I think the men underestimated her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was able, once Vornak died, she saw that as her opening.
Yeah.
To get promoted.
Yeah, and she took it.
And
she should have. And
I don't understand why Cole thought that he would be safe.
Soon as yo. I wasn't even going to shimmer to let them know what was going on until I knew the coast was clear.
You a dum-dum. Dum-dum.
And then, on top of that, nobody's putting on their thinking caps today, guys. I'm trying to I'm trying to be a teacher about it, be so nice and diplomatic. I'm thinking about the TikTok clips. I'm trying my best to not get any community violations for bullying. So I'm trying to use gentle language in this episode. But nobody is using their thinking caps, and I don't like it. You are undercover. You can't allow this girl to jump up on you and kiss you and be, oh, I never doubted you for a second.
You've been a demon for 100 years and don't know how to act once you get some. What is wrong with you? See, but Clea knew. Clea was like,
You know what it is.
Yep.
Cole been a fuckboy all his life. So he don't know how to move like he got a side chick.
When he hit Vornak with the, that was my human half. My human half loved her. But I know better now. I know better and I'm back. I was like, you were such a fuckboy. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Like, he knew exactly. Cole never had to care about anybody's feelings. So if your husband found out, he just found out. I'm boyfriend number two. So,
or he just killed a husband and move on.
Exactly. So he don't know how to move. And anybody who's had a side dude, a side chick knows, why are you touching me in public? Like, ma'am, why are you touching me?
And at the beginning, where he said he was tired, he was moving. Like, why are you touching me? But she hugged him and he was like, I'm so tired because I have been trying to not get myself murdered. Why are you touching me? What are you doing? What are you doing, Cole? Come on.
That's what sucks about not having consistent writers, because
right.
You can't be getting your back cracked. You can't feel insecure, excuse me. You can't feel insecure about Cole shimmering in and only keeping your bed warm and then shimmering out. I haven't seen you in God knows how long. I don't know why she was directed to play that way, because Phoebe would have, it's so hard to like talk nice about her. It's so hard. It's not natural. It's not
she's been doing very good. I just think that this turn of writing and this directing style set baby girl a few steps back. Maybe because it was her graduation party. She don't got her dad, her mom, her grandma. Man. Nobody. I mean, she has sisters.
No, I get it. It's just the Phoebe Halliwell at this point, season 3, episode 19, would have been more about it, about Cole go undercover. Like, once she realized there was no other way for him to, like, solve the day or for them to defeat the demons, she would have been, hey, I trust him, you guys need to trust him too, blah, 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 blah.
So.
Not whiny, like, this whiny baby.
I don't think so. She does not grow up until her sister dies, and she has to become, like, She
becomes a middle sister.
Right. She's still in this whiny, everything's about me. I don't think we're going to see that until like halfway through season 4.
That's honestly the biggest gripe about this episode, because the brokies being the brokies and riding the fence, that's not surprising, and it's not going to bother me. Like, they are the brokies for the rest of the series.
We'll say, I did like, I wouldn't, I guess he's not the big bad because Raynor comes after, but Vornak and that plan, he was like, he goes, they'll vanquish me, but would they vanquish Cole? And that whole setup of him being Cole, and he almost had the girls, he almost had them.
I hated that line so much in the beginning of the episode, in the beginning of the episode where he's like, the mausoleum is the second safest place. But what's
the first safe place?
Anywhere with you. He's used that line on so many mortals. He has used that line on so many bitches. You are not the first shawty he has used this line with. You're not the first witch. You're not the first magical being. And you still, oh my God.
I can't, that was, it was kind of smooth though. It was smooth. Because he was in that, like, that all black getup too. I feel like, okay.
You know what it is?
I would have texted you like, he think he got me. He had me for a moment, but I know what it's about.
You know what it is? You know when the guy, you're all caught up in the moment and you're just like, oh, swoon. Oh my God. And then the high wears off, the fear, like, you stop smelling his cologne and then you really sit back and you think about what the shit he said to you and you realize it's the dumbest shit you have ever heard in your life, and you're like, I really gobbled that shit the fuck up.
Gobbled, like, it right up. He like think he think he's smooth. He think he got me. You gotta block him for 2 days to make him feel something.
He in the group chat telling these dumb niggas that I fell for this shit. That I'm the dumb bitch who fell for this shit. Ah!
That's why you gotta be toxic right back, guys. Toxic right back.
Don't listen to me. Mm-mm. Don't listen to me. It's liable to get you in some trouble.
Stabity stab stab. I mean, the episode was, it was good to move forward. It was good, I think, also to see the fact that he won Prue over. That was huge.
You really won me over. It's fine. Sorry.
But other than that, it didn't, I think the next episode, now that we got Rainer, I saw what he did to Brooke. I'm ready.
Can we talk about the Balthazar flesh of it all?
There was no Balthazar. All of that.
No, that Phoebe was mad that Prue kept some of the Balthazar flesh.
The potion! I would have done the same thing too. I don't know who you're bringing up into this house. If I was Prue, how did I... I still got a piece of that dark lighter arrow. Play with me. Only y'all can get it. Play with me.
Not Prue. Yo, Prue's Batman. Prue is Batman. Aw, damn. Aw, not Prue being the Dark Knight.
I will shank all of y'all in this house. Nah.
I get it. She, you know, she was into antiques. You know, those comics came in, you know. That's not, I'm figuring out. I put it
together. You can't trust these men.
Exactly. You gotta have a plan to take anybody out. And I'm gonna be honest. This is how you know I'm a toxic Libra. I'm gonna be like, Phoebe, we fight demons once a week, sometimes twice a week. You think I remember what's in the back of the freezer? We haven't cleaned that out since you moved in. I don't know what's back there.
Now I'm hurting feelings.
I was looking for the Ben and Jerry's, and I saw it. Okay. Be happy that I found it.
See, that's you balancing the... See, that's not even you being toxic. That's you balancing the scales. That's you having justice and peace in the household. Scorpio would have been like, and I did. Yes. Your man tried to kill all of us multiple times.
Like
in this house.
Listen to
what is wrong with you?
Cause the fact that Phoebe really is Piper ODing in her, well, my husband don't like him, so I don't like him. Yes. We can all agree that she's overdoing it.
But she's smart.
But that's not even what I'm going for.
What are you going for?
But he tried to kill y'all, and you over here like, oh, with this shit again. Oh, he tried to kill us. Oh, here you go. Bring it up, old shit. Like, come on.
See, but you got to think about it, though, right? Look how long it took them to get over Andy's death. It was like 3 months. And then, why you still want it, Prue? Why you still want it? He dead. Why are you still wanting?
Like,
so in Phoebe's head, right? It's been like 6 months. What he did was in the past. He loved me. Let bygones be bygones. Y'all fought in a mausoleum together. He watched you kick me out for 25 seconds.
It's legitimately like watching your best friend marry the dude who kicked her down a flight of stairs and had a baby on her. And then when she asked you...
Okay, Eve. Wrap this up, Eve.
And when she asked you why you not coming to the wedding, you then tell her, like, you remember the time he had a baby on you? Like, that's the flower girl. Right? And you were supposed to be... He had a baby on you and you were supposed to be happy for that? Nah, get out my face. And that's how Phoebe's acting. Like, this man stalked y'all for God knows how long and tried to murder y'all.
So did Leo.
Leo had a three-way with her grandma and somebody else.
Right. So if you can accept Leo,
you but they can don't know about that yet. They don't know about that yet. And that's how I know. That's how I know Penny and Leo fucked. Because you notice she like bring it up. She look at Leo. They literally were hanging out all the time. And when she saw like this is who Piper was marrying, she was like, oh,
What kind of bold and a beautifulness is this? What is going on?
It's an Aaron Spelling production, of course. Of course. Shorty, I know she looked at Leo and was like,
Not Grams. Grams was like, oh, we meet again.
Grams had a flashback. It was a That's a Raven flashback. She was like, Leo, hey, how you doing? Hey, nice to meet you. But going back to the point, you gotta give me a year before you hit me with the, oh, you bringing up that he tried to kill us again. Like, give it a year. Give me a year to get over it. That's the Spotify question. How long would it take you to get over your sister's boyfriend trying to kill you? Like, come on.
Never. It'd be on site. It would be on site. I'm hitting that man with my car on site.
Like, for real, Phoebe's over here doing, you bringing up old shit over murder. Attempted murder.
Murder.
Meteor. I think that's why this episode is so entertaining, because the levels of audacity that was exhibited in this episode.
But that's one thing we will always give to our girl Phoebe. As much as she grows up and matures over the next few seasons.
I'm talking about Phoebe.
For Phoebe, she will always keep this level of audacity. When she was like, F this shit, became a mermaid. I was like, fuck yeah.
Leo acting like he got to say what he can't even. And tickets in the 90s, I mean, in the early 2000s, weren't even that expensive. And he can't even chip in. Like, they were doing dinner and a show.
I'm convinced. That man got a whole bank account. There's no way that you could have been alive all this time, exist even partly in the human world, not played a stock or two, not done anything to have some sort of financial stability because you knew you wanted to fuck a charm one. That man got a whole bank account somewhere. And he's just living off these sisters. I am convinced it is an am I the asshole? I'm older than my wife, but she don't know that I'm rich and I let her pay for everything. And she don't mind because she loves me. And then in the comments, it's like, I live with her sisters and I don't really like that.
It is the Golden Bachelor, legitimately. It's the Golden Bachelor. Leo was the Golden Bachelor. Oh my God.
I didn't watch the Golden Bachelor. I was going to, and then I was like, there's something about him that seemed mad suspicious. I'm out.
So, the story was supposedly his wife died and he hasn't found love.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. He had a girlfriend and was like charging her rent. What? Leo's a Golden Bachelor, bro. He's a scammer and a con artist.
A scammer. A con artist.
Are you looking it up?
Yes. I'm trying to type a scammer, a con artist. A Golden Bachelor.
Leo is a Golden Bachelor and that should be the title of the episode, but neither one of us has watched the series.
Am I doing it? Not doing it. I did it once when we had the black girl, and when I watched all the black men get eliminated, I was like, oh no, baby girl. Oh no. Oh no.
I don't do the love reality shows. That is just a
you just
level
like chaos.
I just want chaos. Like the only thing I would do, and then I don't even finish the season, is Temptation Island because
we never finish the season. I don't understand. We always start off strong and never finish.
I'm sorry. This is what you will see me at my most petty. If we go on Temptation Island and I find out that you smashed, the whole island is hearing me. The whole island is hearing slow clapping and hollering. Yo. Oh. I'ma show up to the meeting with my wig all askew, my makeup all messed up, with a limp. Being you know, like, I think I'll
not
stand.
The limp.
I think I have to stand.
Limp. I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
Going back to this episode, so homeboy who had, not Raynar, what's his face? Vornak. He reminds me of Kurt Fuller, who played Zachariah on Supernatural. And again, if you look at the, if you watch the episode thinking it's Kurt Fuller, it's hilarious.
I can see that. I can see that. We don't really have to do a Supernatural rewatch. I see this now. I see that.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else in this episode that we can nosh on?
No.
Another coincidence. The witch is bedded has a sister that can freeze.
Cause he knew he was lying. He knew. I don't know, he should say stab him in the heart and keep it moving. Like, you set yourself up for that. You knew this man had a mouthful of lies. A mouthful of lies. Oh, the triad was... Get out of my face. Get out of my face. He was like, but you ain't tell your brotherhood. You ain't come home. You had us out here looking like fools while you was on the run because you don't want to tell us what was going on. We could have done this together.
I have proof. How am I going to tell you if the triad is trying to take y'all out without proof? Hello, y'all sent me to law school for a reason. Hello.
It's just, I think sometimes we get really, really cool, smart villains, and we don't have this over, for Kurt Fuller, right? Zachariah, there was this opportunity for him to fully lean into him being an asshole angel. And we could have gotten that with the Brotherhood. Yes, we do end up getting another episode. But those core three could have really played a huge part, maybe even leading up into what we get towards the end. It's disappointing that it's always the villain of the week. And sometimes it works out for the best. But other times you get these really smart villains where we could have played off of them, where he could have been in the Brotherhood for a while and we could have watched him like try not to be a bad guy. And then maybe he was going corrupt and the girls had to pull him out before he became too evil.
You I see think that's next week's episode.
But I'm saying with the original, not with Raynor.
Oh, with, with Kurt Fuller Light. I know casting said, what's Kurt doing? Is he available? No? Well, get us the next best thing. And they did.
Yeah. I mean, they about to play with Cole next week with his daddy, so... Where's his mama? Is his mama dead?
Probably. Are there any tweaks you would make to the episode?
I mean, I just said it.
Is that the official saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's... I think that's it. The Brokies will be broke. Prue needs... I guess she don't need a man. We about to be at the end of the season.
I think what I would change is... Phoebe's attitude. And give me darker Cole. Like, yeah, if we gonna lean into being a double agent, let's lean into being a double agent. Talk your hot shit.
A flash of Balthazar, too? Ooh.
Give me one of those witches that feel like a bitch. You know what I'm saying. Because sometimes the demons on this show say witch, but it sounds like they say bitch.
Okay. All right.
Give me one of those. Give me something.
Something. Lean into it.
You over here.
Be a bad boy. You want to be a bad boy? Be a bad boy.
Like, I'm with bad boy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not full bad boy, because you don't want the accusations.
No diddy.
Allegedly.
And Phoebe, again, don't be so horny. Stand by your man.
Or lay down. Lift the leg. Lean over. You think they did it in the mausoleum next to his daddy ashes?
Yes.
Like, once, like...
Yes.
He ain't got no shame. Yes.
I was like, yeah.
I mean, if that is the only safe place, right? Besides her heart. That's all I have.
And also, the other tweak I would make to the episode, give me some Daryl so he can scream at them about the headless bot, the headless corpse that they left him.
Yeah.
Now, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? Guys, I'm already being investigated for all the, like, the weird cases. Now y'all leaving me the headless corpse?
Poor Daryl. Poor
Daryl. Andy, I hate you. Every day. You ain't never had to deal with nothing like this. Nothing like this. Every day it gets weirder and weirder.
These witches have ramped up since you've been gone.
Right? What are you rating the episode?
I'll give it a 6. I will give it a 6 Samoan. 6 Samoan men.
All right. I'm also going to give this a 6 because, you know, Prue was fun. She was enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
This is so much better than the movie. I'm going to give this 6 ticket stubs, you know.
That you ain't have to pay for, Leo.
Annoying. Yo, I'm going to be so serious with you. I know, knowing myself. One day, I would just be at the movie theater, and he would reach into my popcorn bucket, and I would be like, "Enough is enough! It has to stop!" Like, I can't get it up.
Would you buy like a medium bucket for you, or like a kid's bucket for him?
No, just like... no. Cause I know what happened too. I know exactly because this is Leo. I'm seeing it right now. Piper has their bucket or whatever. Piper gets nachos because she always got to be different or whatever. I get the popcorn. And this man stretches over Piper's nachos and puts his hand in my bucket to get some popcorn. And I'm going to be like, Piper, freeze the movie, deadass. Freeze the movie, deadass. I'm about to fight your man. Why is his hand in my popcorn bucket? Enough is enough.
Get a job.
Hold on.
I can see his hand in your bucket, and you just put the whole shit over. Graham, take time for this shit.
You know what it is?
Storming too. Out too. I can just see your ass storming out, taking a cab and going.
He would put his hand in my bucket, and I would just freeze and just start looking around and be like, so nobody else is seeing this? Here, since it's 2001, I know the popcorn not that expensive yet. Yes, popcorn. Get out my fucking face. I'm seeing the French film that I wanted to see to begin with and get my own snacks. Fuck y'all. I'm out.
I could see Prue doing that shit. And if Prue had friends, she'd be texting him like, this is bunk ass bitch. But she ain't got no friends, though. She has her sisters. So. Oh.
Yo.
That warmed my heart.
I know Piper's dumbass is going to be like, Well, me and Leo, we can share. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You know that clip? You know that TikTok sound? That's like, I don't care about homeless people.
No. What side of TikTok are you talking? What the fuck is wrong with me?
It's a sound clip from The Morning Show.
Okay.
And somebody's going on about, like, the statistics, like, homeless statistics.
Okay.
Somebody just goes, I don't care about homeless people. That is Prue losing her fucking temper on Piper and Leo when they start picking up, like, I don't care. Or, broke people should never laugh. That's how you end the episode. So much is me.
Goodbye, Ray.
Goodbye.